This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts lawmakers have hailed the state's new Equal Pay Act, but when it comes to their own employees, equity may still be a ways away. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5. Our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Katie Lannon with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
So Massachusetts got a new gender pay equity law a year ago. And last week, your colleague Matt Murphy reported on implementation on Beacon Hill, and he found staffers with a lot of concerns. What are the key points?
Sure. Yeah, there have been concerns for a while now about the way this new pay equity law, which is, you know, intended to close the pay gap between genders, has been rolled out, particularly in the state Senate. Some of the staffers feel like they haven't been involved in the discussions around restructuring. They feel as though there are some inequities, and they're not really sure what's happened or why it's worked out the way it has, despite what the Senate President's Office said has been efforts to communicate.
They have not exempted themselves from pay equity, so they should be treated just like any other employee in the state in terms of this?
That's right. Yeah, the legislature as an employer is covered under this law, and interestingly underscores some of the difficulties in implementing this law. You know, they've found there that whereas the pay system for senators' staff used to be kind of decentralized, now it's more centralized, and they're finding that anytime, really, I guess we can all imagine, if anytime salary changes are going to happen, there's going to be some concerns because no one wants to earn less and no one wants to really see dramatic changes without understanding them. And then the other interesting wrinkle here is everyone's pay is publicly available in a database. It's all a public record, so people know exactly what their colleagues are making.
A bill filed by State Rep. Paul McMurtry could provide a lifeline for local cable access TV stations. An FCC ruling a couple of weeks ago allows cable companies to keep some of the money they were supposed to be providing to cable access TV. What does McMurtry's bill do, and can it come fast enough for these stations?
That's a great question. Rep. McMurtry's bill is pretty interesting. It reminds me in a way of the way the state has approached things like Uber and Airbnb to respond to the way where technologies are changing our lives. His bill would impose a fee on streaming providers like Netflix and Hulu based on 5% of the revenue they earn in Massachusetts, and the money collected there would be split between the state, the cities and towns, and local access cable stations. Now, to the second part of your question, whether or not that can come quickly enough, That's a tough one to say. You don't know how quickly you would need it. And the legislature right now is on sort of its kind of informal summer recess where they're not doing formal lawmaking sessions. But they are still meeting, and we are seeing bills advance. So it's something that could move if they want to get it through.
Finally, Katie, following the discovery of the mass registry of motor vehicles' failure to suspend licenses on drivers charged in other states, lawmakers had some tough questions for officials. At the same time, an auditing and accounting firm was investigating. Where are we on this?
We are still right now in the waiting stage. We're waiting to see that outside audit you mentioned from the firm Grant Thornton that could be out this week. There were some talk about an early August kind of release of that, and lawmakers are still asking for more information from the administration and have suggested they might seek subpoena power in order to get what they're looking for.
Katie Lannon, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thank you, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others, including the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review, at our website. That's nepr.net/podcasthub. This is New England Public Radio.